hturners.com podcast. The goal of these podcasts is to strengthen you and equip you that you might live a normal Christian life and a normal church life, so that you might be one whom God can use to turn this age. My name is Ricky Acosta, and today we continue our fellowship in the line that we call Flee and Pursue. A number of times in the Gospels, we see that the Lord Jesus charged his disciples to watch and pray, and especially in relation to his coming back, to his return, the Lord charged his disciples to always watch, which means to stay awake, to be alert. It seems that Peter was very impressed by the Lord speaking. And in his epistle, in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, Peter charges us all, "Be sober, watch. Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking someone to devour." Peter charged us, be sober, watch. You know, to watch, as I just mentioned, means to stay awake. To be sober means to be vigilant, to be always on the alert. I believe that most of us who have a heart to go on with the Lord at one time or another have consecrated ourselves to the Lord, maybe even a number of times, even had some landmark experiences of giving our lives over to the Lord. And then, in a daily way, maybe we practice to spend some time with the Lord and to offer ourselves to the Lord and offer our day to the Lord. But why is it that so often we are defeated throughout our day? And even after some of these landmark experiences, we face some failures and even some periods of coldness and oldness. Well, brothers and sisters, this has a lot to do with our ability to watch and pray, to be sober and to watch. In today's fellowship, I would like to mention four areas in our lives in which we must be vigilant, sober, and watchful. Else, the enemy will come in to dilute our consecration. And these four areas are our time, our finances, or the way we spend our money, our relationships, and our information. If we are going to maintain our consecration, if we're going to have a daily life of fellowship with the Lord, we must pay attention to these four areas: our time, our money, our relationships, and our information, or the information that comes to us throughout the day. Firstly, the matter of our time. We've touched upon this in prior episodes, but I'd like to come to this again. Our lives are measured by time, by minutes and hours and days and weeks and months and years. Every week we have 168 hours. Every day, we have 24 hours. How do we use our time? We often end up feeling as if we don't have much time. So that's why some of the spiritual practices get pushed out of our schedule or are easily overlooked. The first point that we have to take care of is scheduling our time and paying attention to our schedule. When 24 hours in a day, we can schedule some time with the Lord and for the Lord. Especially, we always come back to this point of giving the Lord the first place in our day. I do hope, brothers and sisters, that all of us would endeavor to have a little time with the Lord every morning. Before we face the world, before we take care of things, before we interact with the world, I hope that we could give the Lord the first place, spend some time to contact him, to pray, to call on him, to enjoy him. Of course, we've touched these matters in other occasions, so I won't say too much here. But it is important to have a schedule. And not only a schedule for these personal practices, such as spending time with the Lord and reading the Word, we should also have a schedule for times with companions to pray together. Also in our schedule weekly should be to attend the meetings. And so if we keep and preserve our time, our consecration can be maintained. The second area is the matter of our finances or our money. All of us get some money, whether you're in junior high school, or college, or of course, if you're working, you earn some money or you get some money. How do we spend our money? I hope that we can have a proper consecration or a living out of our consecration, even in the way we use our money. At the very least, I hope that we all would develop the habit of giving the Lord at least 10% of whatever comes into our possession. And the younger that we learn this lesson, the better. Oh, it would be a blessing if all the time we keep such a practice to offer to the Lord 10% of what comes to us. And then we live on the remaining 90%, always giving him the first place. Brothers and sisters, I guarantee if you keep this principle, you will be blessed. The Lord tells us it is more blessed to give than to receive. And he also says, give and it will be given to you. I hope even from our youth, we can learn this lesson of always offering to the church, always offering for the Lord's need in the work. You know, always there are needs throughout the recovery in all of the world. There's the need for the Lord's move these days in Europe, and we always can participate in the Lord's move in one of these three ways: by praying for the Lord's move in those specific areas, by giving our money, and in so many cases, every little bit helps. Even a dime, a dollar, $5. If all of us would be so faithful, all the needs of the church and all the needs in the Lord's work would be met. We should never minimalize our portion to say that, oh, it's just this little bit, what difference can it make? Actually, when we put our money there, our heart goes there too. So brothers and sisters, I hope we could always practice this. The third area is our relationships. I hope you would consider how many relationships are you involved with in your life. You know, about 100 years ago, in many places where life was more rural, people did not have that many relationships in their daily life. But many of us now live in cities. Of course, there are more people around. And so you have more contact with people, more relationships. But with the modern technologies, not only is it the case that most everyone has a mobile phone, but also through social media, the social networking, people develop so many relationships. Actually, if through Facebook, through Instagram, through Snapchat, you can have thousands of relationships, at least hundreds in your life. And we should consider, how do we manage these relationships? If we're not careful, if we're not on the alert, if we're not sober and vigilant, actually it could be that these relationships are managing us. They are dominating us. and they slowly carry us away from our consecration. They eat up our time. It could be even in the meeting, even in the church meeting, through our smartphone, rather than paying attention in the meeting, some notification comes, some email or text comes from the other side of the world. Well, what is that? Actually, that is a relationship that might be mismanaged and even takes our attention away right in the church meeting. Well, brothers and sisters, we have to be on the alert for all the relationships that we're involved with. If we're not careful in this area, we could be carried away. Our consecration will be dampened. The zeal for the Lord, our love for the Lord, without realizing, little by little, will just grow cold. Have you not had such an experience in the past? We have to take care of having the proper relationships, and we have to give the proper time to all the relationships. We have to be vigilant. We have to be on guard. We can't just let all the things come all the time and distract us. Actually, even in the matter of studying, if you don't manage your time and your relationships well, your studying can be quite affected, as well as your consecration. Then the fourth area is the matter of information. Just consider how much information comes your way every day. It could be that from the moment you wake up, when you pick up your phone, there could be some news reports, news alerts, there could be texts, emails. There's so much information right away that bombards us. That's why I mentioned before, we have to exercise to give the Lord the first place in our day. Before we touch the outside world, we should come to the Lord and ask Him to make His home in our hearts and give Him the ground in our hearts. It could be that you sit at your computer and you want to see maybe the news, or you went there to study, but you first went to a site to check up on some things to get up to date, and before you know it, an hour passes. Oh, brothers and sisters, all these areas, we have to be vigilant. Our time can be eaten up so quickly, and without realizing, so many factors come our way to dampen our consecration, to eat up our time, and we don't realize that our zeal for the Lord, our love for the Lord, they are being affected in a negative way. I hope that we would consider this in a sober way before the Lord, these four areas in our lives. I hope you could spend some time before the Lord and consider how you can schedule your day and your week in a more constructive way. And take care of your time. Take care of your money. Be a giving person. Be an offering person. And take care of the relationships. Manage the relationships in your life. Don't be unrestrained in the matter of relationships. And also information. Manage the information. Sometimes even you have to limit the information so that you can conduct yourself in your life and go about with the proper priorities. Actually, all these areas have a lot to do with setting the proper priorities. Brothers and sisters, these four areas are very practical, but they affect our spiritual life very, very much. So I hope that this brief fellowship could help us all and would even incite us to go to the Lord and to consider these areas in our lives, so that we might even give the Lord a fresh consecration in each of these areas. Lord, I give my time to you. Lord, I give all that I own, all that I possess, all my money I give to you. You be the head and the Lord. Lord, I give every relationship that I have to you. And finally, Lord, I give you all the information that comes my way. Keep me and cause me to be someone who is sober and watchful. I don't want the enemy to come as the roaring lion to devour me. Lord, I want to be maintained for you for your coming. So I'd like to give this fellowship to you, and I hope that this would be a practical encouragement to you all. Well, that's all the time that we have for today. May the Lord guide you and speak to you as you spend time with him considering these four areas. Oh, Lord Jesus, we love you. Oh, Lord Jesus, make your home in our hearts.